The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Guys, we have a new tier on our Patreon, and it includes exclusive bonus content. Listen up. Right now, for just $5, you get the Honeydew a day early, you get it ad-free, and you get a full bonus episode of the Honeydew with Y'all, where listeners highlight their lowlights, and it's going to stay that way. $5. And for just $3 more, you're also going to get the way back a day early and ad-free, but that's not all. You'll get exclusive bonus content with the guests, some fun segments, maybe some games, and we'd love to get you guys involved. And that's all for only $3 more. And there's no censorship on any of the Patreon episodes. Subscribe now.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pant Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler. Thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting this show. I love what I do, and I love to sit here and highlight the lowlights with everybody. If you got to have more, you got to check out the Patreon, the Honeydew with y'all. I'll say it forever. It's every time I sit down, there's some new stuff going on. There's a brand new story we've never heard. It's $5 a month. And if you want extra bonus content, the way back early, More stuff on that tier, $8. That's it. $3 more. All right. That's it. You guys know what we do here. We highlight the lowlights. I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. And I'm very excited to have this guest here. First time on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fiona Cawley. Welcome to the Honeydew, Fiona. Fiona, first of all, it's been very nice to meet you. We sat outside for a while and talked, and I want to seriously apologize for not being ADA compliant over at this fucking studio. So
it feels good to stand up. You know?
You walked up 2 flights of stairs.
I did.
And you fucking crushed it.
I swear, everyone's going to think I'm faking it.
No. And you don't. We don't have a straw, which is, we got everything but a damn straw.
No, you're here to challenge me, and I appreciate that. I can't afford PT, so this is something.
All right, well, glad we're helping. Before we get into your story today, please promote everything that you would like.
I will be at the Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma, February 28th through March 1st. And that's what I got coming up.
All right. Tulsa, go see her. I'm interested to get talking to you more because we were talking outside about everything. And so just let's start with your story, because I found out just through the information you sent that you didn't start experiencing, well, you were born with your disease, but you didn't really start feeling the effects of it until about 18. Is that right? Yeah,
well, so it's complicated, right?
So I'll tell you what, take us back to the beginning, where you're from and everything, and let's lead up into it.
Then. Yeah, I'm from Nashville, specifically a town called Franklin. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it? Mm-mm. It's a nightmare. And it's like one of the wealthiest towns in America. Like, it's like scary, you know, and I always say I'm proof that money can't buy everything. yeah, so I'm from there. I'm a middle child, okay, and that is very important to my diagnosis story. And when I was an athlete. I played soccer for 6 years, volleyball for like 2, cross country, all of it.
Like high school athlete
and
stuff?
Not high school. Okay. But before that, and I was so good at certain sports, people were like, oh shit, like she's going to college on some kind of athletic scholarship, you know? Mm-hmm. And my mom's a fucking D1 athlete.
Is
like,
she
played basketball.
For who?
St. Vincent.
Wow.
Yeah, she's 5'10".
Damn.
And very tan. Okay. I don't know what's going on. So all that is like how it is. My older sister, she was always like a book worm, never really into sports, had like a health issues like scoliosis and stuff growing up.
Okay.
So when I was about 15, I was playing volleyball at that time, and I started just like losing coordination, and I noticed it, my coach did, and he thought I wasn't taking it seriously anymore. They thought I was like high or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I would know.
Fucking wish, dude. You know? And so I quit sports, and I was like, I guess I do drugs now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to party and be like an art person. Mm-hmm. So I kind of leaned into that. But in high school, I started noticing that like my principal would smell my breath in the morning because she thought I was drunk because how I walked. Everyone called me like Captain Jack Sparrow's long lost daughter. It was like a running joke. You know what I mean?
Like, not one adult was like, hey, maybe we should.
Not fucking one.
Never smell alcohol on this girl. Doesn't smell like weed coming in here either. Maybe something's really going on.
Well,
not one.
I raised
a school full of teachers.
Not a fucking
adult
word.
Teachers.
I literally, yeah.
Got a health teacher down the
I fucking know, but they were the football coach, you know? Yeah. And I was like,
good point.
Like,
yeah.
They don't know dick shit about that. But
yeah, that's a good point.
They, Like, I was a really good student, like, academically. I almost failed gym class, and no one was like, that's weird, you know, because I couldn't run the mile or whatever. So I went to my mom, and I was like, I don't know what, but I think something is wrong. Everyone thinks I'm drunk. Everyone's talking about my speech being kind of slurred, you know?
And do you hear it in your head, or do you feel the same?
I feel the same, but when I listen back. But you notice
your body movements and things like
Yeah. And so, I'm aware of my speech watching other people react to me.
I see.
Yeah.
So how long do you wait till you finally say something to your mom? Like a few
months? Quickly. Pretty quickly. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Mm-hmm. But I'm a middle child. Mm-hmm. And my older sister walked weird, but we said it was because of her scoliosis, and I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was like,
just walk it off.
Well, she was like, okay, middle off. Child. Like,
yeah.
She said, told me I was doing it for attention. And so I thought I was.
How guilty does your mom feel now?
Bro. No idea. So I'm like, maybe I am making it up. I used to practice walking in my room at
Wait,
night.
So for a while it got in your head that
for
your mom.
For 3 years, no. I thought it was insane. She wouldn't take me to the doctor.
Did it progressively get worse yes. over the 3 years? What did they think is happening?
She thought I was being a middle child because my
She thought you were, this was a performance? No.
I would literally practice years. Talking and walking in my room at night, like trying to record to see how straight I could walk. And I was like, I thought I was having a mental breakdown.
How old are you?
I was 15.
No, 16, how old are you now?
Right now, 28.
Oh, so cell phones with video cameras are readily available. So you could easily record.
Prop it up, record it. Yeah.
Okay. You like, have to go get an old ass video camera and do all this shit. Okay.
So, I, you know, all of this shit's happening. Everyone's telling me I'm out of my mind. And I just, like, to the point where I kind of owned walking weird. And I was like, yeah, it's just how I do it.
This there were,
like, younger groups of girls in my high school that would walk like me because they thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I'm not even fucking lying.
Could you imagine?
And now I'm like, was that a hate crime or something? Like, that's crazy.
They would walk like you because they thought it was cool. Not making fun of you. They
no. legit well, thought this was a thing. Well, there were groups that made fun of me for sure. But, like, I'd have friends carry my lunch trays because I'd spill them. And I had no
You're
idea
in high
why.
School. Like, honest to God, I wasn't an idiot. I would definitely look at one of my friends after this and be like, you should go to a doctor.
No, nobody.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I was always making jokes about it. So
yeah, but they're watching you physically change. You say your speech is changing. The way you don't even play sports anymore.
I got fired from every serving job for spilling everything.
Wait, did you ever dump something on somebody?
Dude, so many times. I'm like, I refuse to carry soup ever again. That was the worst.
Where were you working? That you were
I worked at Frothy Monkey. Do y'all have Those here? Oh my god.
What is that, a coffee place?
Kind of, but it like they served wine and food too, okay. And like cocktails, I think. But like I spilled everything at some point. They wanted to get rid of me, but the customers liked me, so they hired like a food runner for my shifts.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and I did eventually get fired for I was clearing off tables upstairs. I'm trying to walk downstairs and I ate shit and like
the whole thing.
Yeah, and I got fired because I was a liability.
Fair. Would you say a disability lawsuit?
I swear to God. They're lucky. I got fired.
I know. If
like
you had been diagnosed legally, you'd be a gazillion.
Oh my God. I should have held on, you know, in a lot of ways. No, with that job though, I remember one time they got like a bad Yelp review about me. Because I was working the cash register. And someone goes, love this place, but y'all gotta get rid of Emma Stoned.
Oh, pretty man. Good. That's pretty good.
I'm
Emma
like,
Stone,
so you
yeah.
think I'm pretty? Like, That was my takeaway.
But everyone thinks stoned or drunk or something other than real. Okay. Yeah. What about dad? Is he around? About dad? He's not around at all. Okay.
I mean, he was like legally obligated to be around.
Okay.
Then.
I already know what kind of parent we're talking about.
Oh my God. My dad. I mean, I will say the shitty part about my dad is like, as a dad, he sucks. But, like, any boyfriend I had that met him in high school was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Your dad's cool as shit. He gives us beer or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he was an attorney. So, all of this is really...
So, also, intelligent people. What did your mom do?
She owns her own company. She's very smart. She's a marketing.
And she has just passed it off as Fiona's acting up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, when you start believing that, it's like psychological warfare with your body.
I'll
like
bet.
It's so confusing. And so I'm old. I went to kindergarten twice. So I was 18 the summer before starting senior year.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta get this fixed before I go to college. I don't want anyone to like make fun of me for it there.
I don't mean people are gonna yell at me for interrupting, but at the time you're 8. So are you driving? Are you able to drive?
Yeah,
and stuff?
I'm driving. Okay. At that point, I was on my third car.
Why? Because of accidents?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask. And that's
excited.
Not a clue to the family.
I swear to God, I'm like, I'm 18. I've had three cars. Yeah. One of them I totaled in my driveway.
How?
Okay. That I still maintain that was not my fault. All right, I was 16, and I was inching out of the driveway. It was fall. My car sat pretty low, and there was a big pile of leaves, and this lady in this big SUV was going through all the leaves, like, trying to, like, make them whatever.
Yeah.
T-bounced the fuck out of my car and pulled me into the street she hit me so hard. I was a little too far out of her, being honest. But I had to, like, my door never opened again. My car was held together with zip ties, and I had to enter and exit through his passenger door for, like, a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay, so when do things shift to the point where you're like, listen, everybody, something's wrong?
So
or do you take the shit by the fucking...
I knew they weren't gonna listen. Yeah. It had been 3 years of everyone... Like, I got grounded for walking weird.
Fiona. Also, look, I played... I went to high school and played sports. And even in high school, yearly, you're going to the doctor. Were you not getting checkups yearly with any kind of like pediatrician at least, 16, 17, nothing?
No. No, by the time I
nobody went to, that could have said, hey.
And I want to remind you, I'm from a very wealthy town.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck was any, like, no, I don't know.
Probably all Xanaxed and pilled out and just going about their days.
Just no one gave a fuck. There was no school nurse that was like, hey,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're daily, you're in there. Not one of them went, you know what? Just come here for a second.
It didn't help that I did party a lot in high school and I looked like it too.
Yeah, but you could take a test and prove you're not fucked up easily.
I fucking know. I'm like, give me your breathalyzer. Yes. Dude, getting pulled over and having no idea why I walked or talked like this.
Oh, no. Even think.
Oh my
Have
fuck.
You ever been falsely accused?
Yeah,
of
many times. Many fucking.
Did they tell you to get out and walk?
Yeah.
And no. Have you been arrested for DUI?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about you pass that?
Dude, so they're like, we're going to do a field sobriety test. And I was like, I can't
like, y'all don't
walk in the straight line. And they were like, why? And I was like, I don't know.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And I was like, please fertilize me. And I called my mom, and they're like, she's claiming she's incapable of walking a straight line. That's like reason enough, you know? Mm-hmm. My mom was like, no, just fucking fertilize her.
She's just acting up.
Yeah.
So how do you help yourself?
So I'm 18 now, and I'm like, all right, I can take myself to doctors, right? So I take my mom's insurance card, like her health insurance card, and I'm thinking equilibrium, like something easy, you know? So I go to an ENT by myself, and nothing there, but they're like, something is not right, but we don't know what. Send me to do a balance test, nothing there, but they know something is wrong, and they recommend a neurologist. At this point, her insurance doesn't cover that, so I had to involve her to be like, hey, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. They're sending me, I've done X, Y, and Z, don't be mad. They want me to go to a neurologist. They think it's either a genetic disease or a tumor on my cerebellum. And I'm fucking rooting for the tumor. Because you remove it, mm-hmm. we're all good to go. Get a weird haircut, you know what I mean? Pretty cool. And my mom, I was like, will you please pay for one of them? She was like, if I pay for this, will you shut the fuck up about this? And I was like, absolutely. And so we decide to go with the genetic testing because I wasn't having like headaches or anything. Mm-hmm. And it takes about 3 months for those to come back. And when it came back, I have a very rare genetic disease called Friedreich's ataxia. And there are only 5,000 people in the U.S. with
it. No way.
And I was right. And that's all I heard was I was
that's
right.
That's like two people.
Dude.
That might as well be two people if you're talking about our whole country.
I told you I'm a middle child.
Yeah.
I have two siblings. Uh-huh. They both have it.
They do. So that's why scoliosis and everything that was going on with your older sister.
They were blaming. I had nothing to blame it on.
What, your youngest sister or brother?
Older sister, younger brother.
He has it as well.
He got diagnosed 2 months ago.
Oh, no. How old is he?
23.
So is he already starting to feel the effects?
He's walking. If you met him, you'd be like, oh, he's been drinking a little bit. Mm-hmm. But beyond, that's how I explain this disease. It's like the stages are like my body is now blackout drunk. My brother's body is like tipsy. You know what I mean? My sister's doing really well.
Well, it's genetic. So yeah. Who gave it to you? Mom and dad don't have it?
They're both carriers. Which, can we talk about how rare that is? And my dad's a piece of shit.
So hold on. I'm sorry. They're both carriers. You could have got this from one parent, and you happen to have it from both, and it's rare enough for – what are you – these are like – this is like the devil's lottery tickets.
Dude, I know.
So do – are any of their parents alive?
Yeah, they're – or my dad's mom just died, but no one's disabled –
and did she ever get tested to see if she was also a carrier?
No, she was a fucking devil. But
well, there you go. There's who's fucking, we just figured out who gave it to you right there.
Fucking.
Wow. And your mom's parents weren't disabled either? No. None of the grandparents?
Mm-mm.
Man.
No one in our entire
so this rare
line.
Disease gets passed on from two carriers at the same time to all three of you. And is your older sister, is she in a chair or anything now?
She is in a chair, yeah. She and I are pretty similar as far as progression goes. She's doing really well, though, because she's 4 years older than me.
And do you have a little bit of hindsight? Is she, you know, do you know
what
I'm asking?
She's kind of what I look at for, like, okay, this is where I'll be at. But she's definitely, she's been clean and sober for 12 years. Her story is insane. When she was 20, so I was 16, my sister overdosed and had a seizure off a mountain.
Whoa.
Yeah, what before is that? The what diagnosis.
What is that?
What?
She had an overdose from what?
She overdosed on drugs and had a seizure because of that and was looking off a mountain when it happened.
And then fell off the mountain.
And then got life flighted and was in a coma for a while.
It's enough just to fall off a mountain. Imagine you're having a seizure while you can't even put your hand down to help yourself. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But because of the scoliosis, she has metal rods in her back. Her back is not breakable, so that's probably why she's alive.
She already had the rods.
Isn't that insane?
It is. That to have scoliosis, to get the rods, to have this disease ultimately saved your life.
And we're still not diagnosed. So that happens to my sister. She survives it. She wakes up now. She's clean and sober from that point forward. She's still not diagnosed with this. We are blaming the walking now. Like, it getting worse, or blaming it on that.
Sure.
And I'm still progressing, and we have no, and I'm just look more like a fucking bitch making fun of my sister.
So when they finally do tell you what you have, what is your mom's reaction?
She's sobbing. She feels, I mean, I get it now, like hindsight. I'm like, okay, she just like desperately didn't want anything to be wrong with her kids, which I understand from like a base level. But I was like, fuck you, I told you. Like, I was, like, celebrating.
Man, yeah.
And then I think at, like, some point I was like, okay, now that we know, what do we do about it? And they were like, the diagnosis was so fucking grim. Neurologists don't have good bedside manner.
I can't believe you just said that. It's true. I told you outside a little bit about what I have, and I'm not trying to compare it in any way or make this about me, but I know what you mean. So I have, it's called Charcot-Marie tooth disease, CMT. We talked about missing like a layer of muscle in my legs. And then I also have nerve damage in my, like from my knees down, my feet, super high arches, sprained ankles all the time. My ankles sit back farther than they should. Just a fucked up thing. And it is genetic. My dad had it. Both my brothers have it, and we went to get tested because we were trying to figure out what the fuck this is. You know, my dad's got to wear the big in, like the orthopedics and all that shit. So we go to Johns Hopkins University because we're from Baltimore. So we just go there because it's a world-renowned hospital. And he takes us in for testing. And this is where I was telling you, they're doing shit like they make us do a treadmill test and things like that. They watch your gait, the way your feet strike, you know, and then they start taking needles. And they're just jamming them in the webs of our toes, like between, and you never even had one in there before. So you don't have the you know, like sticking in my arm. And they're not just putting them in there. They're doing them as pain tests. It's tell me when you feel this. And then you're like, ah, and then they go, okay, well, you know, you felt that like, you know, after you should have.
Yeah.
So it's a whole test. And then they take like that little cattle prod and they put it on your ankle bone. Yeah. Right under it. And then they electrocute that motherfucker until you yell and they go, okay, there it is. Yep. And then it's all these
tests.
It's
some medieval shit.
So this doctor looks at us. I have a twin brother. So we're probably 14. We're like freshmen in high school. My younger brother's probably seventh grade, something like that. And this guy goes, yeah, you guys have Charcot-Marie tooth disease. He explains what it is. And he's like, you're basically a step away from being Jerry's kids. This is a doctor said this. I said this on Two Bears with Tom Segura. And my dad goes, you guys want to step outside for a second? And I'm telling you, I heard my dad, he cussed, but I heard him only say fuck twice. This was definitely one of the times. He lit the, and we're outside laughing like, oh, he's getting in trouble. Like dad yells at us. You know what I mean? And my dad's like, what kind of fucking bedside? You telling kids are going to be, what are you? And just lit him up. And that's when we learned what we had. And then later again, when I was about 40, I went and got tested again to see like the progression and all that. And, I don't know. It seems to be stable enough. Like if I, again, I'm so sorry to even say this, but when I walk after a while, my foot will drop. I'll stumble a little bit because it just doesn't keep picking back up after a while. And my nerves are not the same down there as well. And you're right. Doctors have the worst fucking bedside manner.
It's because like at some point, I think maybe it's like a survival mechanism for them. Like they can't care about you.
Yeah, you're just a number.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just number 87.
Dude,
today.
Try being in a fucking clinical trial. You're literally a number. No one gives a fuck. Like it is so...
You sign up for something, forget about it after the trial period ends, then you're charged month after month after month. The subscriptions are there, but you're not using them. In fact, I just learned that 85% of people have at least one paid subscription going unused each month. Thanks to Rocket Money, I can see all my subscriptions in one place and cancel the ones I'm not using anymore. And now I'm saving more money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. See all of your subscriptions in one place, and the ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you, sometimes by up to 20%. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save. Then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They will deal with customer service so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals fast with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/honeydew today. That is rocketmoney.com/honeydew. rocketmoney.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the do. So because your disease is so rare, they're also looking at you saying, like, we don't really know what we can do for this, or is there something?
Literally, when I'm 18 years old, okay? And my mom did the same thing because the first guy that diagnosed me went to two people because she wanted a second opinion.
Make
she
sure
was
she
like,
was.
Yeah, she was like, no, I got to be right about this, you know?
Not let's get a second opinion
I swear
for
to God.
Health reasons, like, damn it, no.
No, yeah. No, she was like, I'm never wrong. What the fuck? And the first guy that diagnosed me was a younger neurologist, and he wore a little stupid fucking bow tie, okay? Like, little guy. And he is like, it was like his Dr. House moment, like figuring out what was wrong with me. And so he's like giddy to talk about it and how bad it is and stuff. My mom lost her shit on him. She was like, fuck this guy. He's under 5 feet tall. We can't take him seriously. And she's like, yeah, my mom's 5'10", towering over this little man. But she was like, we're going to go to this other guy. So he's not giddy, but he's just very like, murmur, you know. And he goes, so you do have this. And I was like, okay, what do we do? And he was like, well, there's really nothing you can do. It's progressive. And I was still walking at that point. And he was like, you probably have about 2 years left of walking. And then your speech is going to go. And like, I won't be able to like form a word at some point. Your sight, your hearing, like, it's all a muscle. They're all muscles. My muscles, like whatever nerves are all dying. And he was like, so, yeah. And my mom was like, well, what the fuck? Like there has to be something in the works or whatever. And he said, and this was 10 years ago. He said, we're hoping in about 10 years that there will be some kind of like gene therapy that is a real cure. If like, but you have to hold on to all your Like, I the fact that I could stand up and walk up those stairs with help is me holding on to what I can do. I'm not supposed to even be able to be understood when I'm speaking, and I'm a comedian.
So you're defying everything these people told you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Fiona.
Thank you. I think it's mental. I think a lot of it is in your head. If you're like, if you say no. Well, for you, no, it is. Yeah.
I mean, your physical's turning on you and you're keeping your mind. That's fucking really strong. That's powerful.
Thank you.
Are you proud of yourself? Do you not take the time like most people to just breathe and think? Hey,
like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I gotta keep on moving.
So, all right, when do you finally have to sit in a chair, like, for good? And did you start it little by little at first?
Yeah,
did you try to, like, keep your legs?
I would call it my drinking chair.
Was it always electric right away?
Yeah. I'm lazy. Everyone called
you weren't
down.
Doing the wheelies.
No. I want people to know I got the money for it.
Yeah, that's good. Forget about that. Outside, you're like, oh, I didn't bring my snow tires. I'm like, do you really have snow tires? Right? You're like, no.
Oh, man.
You should, though. You should get some four-wheel mudders on that thing.
So it's weird because it went from walking, and then I could still walk, but it was kind of like it was really like swerving around and shit. And on my 21st birthday, I remember I went to the bar sober because I was so excited to like buy my first legal drink, and they wouldn't serve me because of my speech, my walking, which I get.
They thought you were already fucked up.
And I was like, yeah, you're late to the party. And I explained what I had, and they were like, we've heard that one before. And I'm like, fucking no, you haven't, first off. And so I couldn't get served, cried. And I was like, okay, now we got to figure out what we do. So I decided at that point I entered my cane era.
Okay.
So I got a cane to signify to everyone else that something is happening. I'm not fucked up.
Isn't that interesting? Something as simple as a cane with the same walk and talk will make people have a heart?
Yeah. All of a sudden, I had empathy from people. And I was like, okay. So you feel better because now you visibly... There's a lot of virtue signaling when you have a visible disease. Like, people love to be seen helping you. But if no one's around to watch, no one's going to help you.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like, that's everyone wants an audience.
Well, so we were talking about genetics outside, and you were like, I know this sounds woo-woo, and I'm saying, no, it doesn't, because I didn't know that the next disease I found out I had, which is factor V light in my blood disease, I didn't know that till 42. So I'm telling you, that's 14 more years to find out, like, holy shit, this has been here. I was born with this. And like you said, a lot of times these things – so people who have – not the CMT, but the factor five, the blood stuff, if they never have an incident, they could live to be 110 and it's fine. They don't even know they have it. Mm-hmm. But you, what you said outside, stress, anxiety, all those things manifest this shit that's just laying dormant in you. And boom, next thing I know, it comes out. So for me, if I had something like this, I'm already on blood thinners, but this could be something that checks me out early because sitting all the time, my machine not moving can be deadly for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You don't, you know, imagine you find out something else later in life and you can. That's why I tell people on this show, they come on, they're like, I don't talk to this person anymore. I'm like, look, even if you don't talk to those people in your family, see if you can get a medical history on those motherfuckers. Because yeah. Genetics is a son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
They may leave you at birth, but they left you with whatever the fuck they stuck in you.
That's, you know? Yeah, with me forever.
Okay, so what sort of like, I mean, do you go into depression? Like how fucking, you know, difficult is it to mentally accept I can't walk anymore and I have to, I was an athlete and I have to sit in this chair now. Like, how do you cope with that?
Well, I think because the, I mean, we're 10 years deep now, mm-hmm. right? And I think I was deeply depressed in the beginning and all throughout college, really. I've talked about this before, but like I was a virgin until I was 18. And then I got diagnosed and I was like very convinced that no one would ever want me when I couldn't walk and I'm going to lose my speech. So I'm done.
Yeah, they're telling you that
I'm fucking Helen Keller, but worse. Like that's
the worst. But also with this other shit.
Literally, I'm like, oh my God, are you fucking dead?
Oh, no.
So I freaked out. I was super depressed. I started ramping up my drinking real bad. And I was sleeping with everyone. Like, I was like, better do it while I can, I guess. I'm going to live in my mom's basement at some point. You know what I mean? And, that was pretty dark. And then, like, I don't really... No, I think I just realized, like, oh, I was disabled all through high school, but I didn't know. So I kept doing all these things. And, like, I'm grateful now that my mom kind of neglected me in that way. Because if I would have been diagnosed at 15, like, the amount of, like, barriers I would have put in front of myself. But, like, we're the only ones that can stop ourselves from doing anything. Yeah. There are a million fucking ways to do this same thing. And so I'm grateful I didn't know because I didn't know I couldn't or that the world would have told me I couldn't have done things. So I tried really hard to sort of convince myself to go back there mentally. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you can do it. You just got to do it differently.
How many I'm fucking sorries have you gotten?
Not enough.
Yeah. Not enough's a good answer. But mom, really?
She's very sorry. Yeah. Me and my mom had a really difficult relationship. Like, I was very angsty and mad at her in high school for obvious reasons now. And then college, I think I didn't really forgive her for gaslighting me, essentially. For years. And then, like, I don't know. I think I was like, you know what? I'm gonna lay out very directly to her why I'm fucking mad. And, like, where she hurt me and what I wish she would have done. And we just, like, throughout the years, I've had a ton of very honest conversations. And, like, she's not perfect. Nor am I. I might be, but no, she's not perfect, but like I appreciate and respect that she's willing to like apologize and listen and try to change. There are so many people in my life that not my life anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that refused and it was, yeah.
All right. So I want to ask you a question about dating and stuff, because I have had maybe might only be one or two ladies on our Patreon, Honeydew with Y'all. It's the fans write in with their story and we do this version with them on Patreon. And there was a girl who was in a wheelchair and she said that she's basically a unicorn. And she's like, guys hit on me nonstop. Like, I'm a fetish for them. And I said, you know, I get it for the, you know, the freaks out there and everything. And I don't mean that in a weird way. You know what I mean?
I do.
The users I'm talking about, not the good people. But she said, well, there's not many of us in wheelchairs. And I said, what do you mean? She's like, because we're not as dumb as guys. And I was like, oh, yeah. So excluding, you know, health and things like this, more men she sees in her world in wheelchairs because also dumb shit.
Men are more reckless and with fucking their bodies. Idiots.
Yeah. So have you experienced that? Like guys who have no interest in you and just all interest in fetish shit.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, but like I believe there are three different types of men.
Let's hear this, yeah.
And I've dated all of them. there's the guy who fucking hates that I'm disabled, but not in like an empathetic way, in a way that if I bring it up, he's going to get angry. And that's, I dated that guy during my cane phase.
Wow.
Yeah, like he
just talking about it would
like
set
he thought
him
it was disgusting and didn't want to talk about it. And I was like, okay.
But you're okay to date still.
Yeah. Okay. We're all the same laying down. No. And then there's another guy. I've dated him too, where I don't know if it was necessarily like a fetish thing, but like he fucking loved how it made him look to have a girlfriend in a wheelchair. Like, he was way more into being photographed with me or whatever. And, like, I wasn't, like, a comedian. It's just what it said about him to onlookers. He got off on
that
shit.
What a good guy he must
be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's always the darkest person.
That's interesting. Yeah, at least you know where the other motherfuckers straight up with. Even though they're a piece of shit, they're straight up with you.
Yeah,
and
I appreciate that. Don't make me dig.
I'm with you. Yeah.
And then there's guys like Matt, right?
Yes, you're engaged. Is it okay to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're engaged now. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, there's guys like him who are just, he sees me before he sees the wheelchair, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's like how I knew he was different. And that is incredibly rare. Like someone that understands this is something happening to me, but it is not me. You know what I mean? Because also, I've never understood why people act like disability in any capacity is like this fucking like sad, weird thing. It sucks, but like it's the only minority any of us can be a part of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's the most inclusive minority.
The handicap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point. Deaf, blind, everybody wants to help or do something, and it's the only one you can be a part of.
Like, we're all going to be disabled at some point. Just get old, motherfucker. Like,
it's coming. That chair's just waiting.
Yeah. We saved
you
a seat,
you
bitch.
So can I ask you questions about that? Like,
yeah.
They were wrong, obviously, about your speech, your sight, and everything, but is this disease something that will your body will turn on itself later in life, 70s, or you know, what do you know about it?
The neurologist was correct about the 10-year thing.
He was spot on about
that.
Okay.
I'm really glad that me and my siblings have like really held on to like our muscle mass, our like trying to whatever. Because there is a lot of stuff in the pipeline right now I'm not concerned anymore that I will forever
I'm sorry,
be.
In the pipeline, meaning in the medical world right yeah, now, there's some advancement? Okay, yeah. good. Would like you be down to trials. Try? Would you be down to do clinical trials?
Oh, I do them.
Oh, you do them?
Oh, I've always done them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a professional lab rat.
Is any of it, do you find any of it working yet?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to like talk about it.
Say it or anything. Okay, but can you say this? If that thing is finally approved, I guess it's, is it FDA, Food and Drug has to approve it?
That's going
to
be, yeah.
And then will it, can it make you walk?
That's the hope, you know, and I haven't officially.
Have you walked on this medication?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
You got up and walked. Mm-hmm. How far?
25 feet.
Get the fuck out. Yeah. That's a long way.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, to be fair. But still, I was wheelchair bound at that point.
And you got up and walked 25 mm-hmm. feet? How? I mean, how? Were you holding?
No.
Or you really did it by yourself?
I mean, it was like a baby.
Who cares? But you didn't have rails where you're, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
We're fucking taking them so long. It's been 2 years.
Dude, everything is about money and it's about who's president. It's about, and that. I don't actually understand any of it. I just know when they say no. I think some monkeys died at some point and it paused it. I don't fucking know, dude.
How do you keep in the loop on that? Are you like, do you regularly see a doctor, so yearly checkups?
You know how my mom feels so fucking bad?
Mm-hmm.
She is a psycho. They all
sending you every link and clip.
They hate her because she calls them almost every day. Good. Like, she's relentless. That bitch is going to
What's the new
me.
News? What's the
I
new
swear
news?
To God, they're like, Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda, yeah.
But the only, like, real cure that's, like, one and done is gene therapy, which the craziest part.
What is
part,
that exactly? Because I wanted to ask you if stem cell was anything that was possible.
It's sort of, I'm sure it's helpful in some ways, but I don't think that's going to cure me. But gene therapy, God, I went to art school, so this is going to be a rough explanation, but, it's like basically recodes your DNA and like you're constantly making new DNA in your body. So it goes in like it's the little computer. It's like whatever makes it and it tells it, nope, we got to fix
this.
And eventually it's like new DNA is throughout your body. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that trial, and I can talk about it because it's like online, but I'm not in that one.
I mean, I saw this episode years ago of Bill Maher Real Time, and this dude came on. He was a scientist. He's an older man now, but he was a child genius. And in like seventh grade, he built a fucking computer himself. And he said, here's a picture of us wheeling it on stage. You know what's funny? They had a ramp for that, probably not for wheelchair people. And they wheeled that motherfucker up, and it stood like 7 foot tall. And he goes, now, and he pulls out his iPhone, and he goes, look what we're at. He's like, it's my belief that – hopefully in the next 10, 20 years, we'll be able to insert a chip into someone and say, hey, don't do the diabetes, you know, get rid of the cancer, turn this off, turn that on or whatever, and program your system into a healthier mode.
Yeah. I mean, they're fucking there.
It's there now, huh?
Yeah. And like,
so now you just got to figure out how to do it properly and get it approved.
And I'm hoping my siblings can be in that trial. I can't because I'm in others and you can't.
Oh, is that the way it works?
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
Who cares? As long as it works on somebody, right. Like, let's go.
Right.
Okay, can I ask you this? Let's be positive about this. What's the first thing you're going to do when you can walk? What's the first thing you want to do?
First thing I want to do... I hadn't even thought about that. Fuck, I'm going to go to a trampoline park.
Fuck, yeah. Little Sky Zone action. Yeah, we got those out here.
God, I would love
you
that.
You poor thing. You end up breaking, snapping your neck.
I know. I'm like, damn it.
You get the chair right there.
I mean, my house is all built for this. Dude, that would be really
What about
fun.
Dance, slow dance with your husband?
Oh, shit. I guess, yeah.
Have you done that? You stand on his feet
and
do that?
Yeah. I like cute. To give him standing up hugs. Yeah. He's a little guy, too. Yeah. I don't like tall guys.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I don't blame you.
It hurts my neck to look up at him.
All right. Tell me about, I want to hear some embarrassing stories in the wheelchair, like getting used to your battery ever die in a place or you ever get
my
stuck.
My battery has died while I was crossing a street by myself. And you can't put it in manual.
You just have to sit there. There's no neutral or anything on it. What do you do? Who got out?
A stranger.
You could be run over for real.
Mike. I mean, so quick. It's a fuck, dude. I was in the airport by myself, and I like my bag on me, and I'm wheeling a different one and trying to fucking drive. And I'm waiting at the elevator for it to open, and there's a new mom with this little baby. My fucking duffel bag hits this thing, and I run over her.
It hit the room.
She got so mad, and I was like, I think about
you
that.
You try to pull it back like that fireworks guy, Terry. You ever see Terry?
I'm begging him, Terry. Yeah.
What you doing, Terry? Yeah. Oh, you gotta get used to it, I guess. Nightmare. You gotta get used to learn how to use it.
I mean, I get new chairs a lot because I break them a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I'm always like, why the fuck do these break? The battery stops working, the motor, anything. And I was like, why are these breaking so much? And they were like, I think you're using it too much.
What is that? You're supposed to just sit home?
Yeah.
What, how fast does this thing go?
This one doesn't go that fast, but it's the first one I haven't gotten online. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a store by my house, so if it breaks, they have to fix it, which is a game changer.
Yeah.
I'd say it's like a brisk walk is the fastest.
I mean, is there a governor on there we could fuck with and get you up to like 20 miles an hour?
We should look. I do have a headlight on this one.
Does it? You have a horn?
Yeah.
Dude, let me hear it.
Dude, it's a lame fucking horn.
Hit, do it when you're running over that lady with her baby.
Oh, my God. I'm mandatory number one. Yeah, I wanna work on that horn.
Yeah, you
too.
Could you should get a train horn on that thing too. Oh, you know, hell modify. Yeah.
Make it play songs. Move, bitch.
What do you think? Tell me about Kill Tony, obviously. So let's talk about you going, like, what made you say I'm fucking ready to go give this a shot?
Drunk confidence.
Yeah. But you had been doing stand up for a little bit, right?
Yeah. I was doing well, like online in Nashville, and I was doing a little bit of traveling. I hadn't headlined or anything. But my uncle kind of, whatever, he was like, hey, you would be really good on this Kill Tony
Your
show.
Uncle suggested it. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, what's that?
What's that? Yeah.
And he shows it to me, and I was like, this is so uncomfortable to watch. I love it. You know, like, the, like, I don't know. But he was like, they'd love you if you can figure out how to get on. And I was like, okay. So the seed was planted in my head already. But I can't fucking fly out to Austin and find a place to stay without, like, knowing I'm going to be on.
Sure.
And I had seen some episodes. That was the question episodes. I was going
to ask you, because
he didn't.
What a gamble to go, dude, all the way and not even get called or chosen. Right. Yeah,
yeah. And the internet, like, they must have, like, gone past it. But when Tony brought me out my first time, I was not a buggable. He brought me out as a special guest. Like, he did Ari Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen what he did with Ari, so I was like, okay, he does that sometimes, you know what I mean? And I'm in Nashville, and we're about to have the Nashville Comedy Festival, which is in April. So this was April last year. And I'm friends with Brian Dorfman, who owns Zany's in Nashville. And I was like, hey, do you know if Tony Hinchcliffe is going to be here during the festival? And he was like, oh, yeah. And so I told Brian I really want to see if I could get on to kill Tony. And he was like, I'll introduce you, of course, you know, whatever. So I end up at an after party, and Tony's walking in to the after party, and I grabbed Brian. And I was like, I need you to introduce us now. And so he does immediately. And Tony was like, you're really good looking for a girl in a wheelchair. And
I was like, I like the wheelchair. Hell yeah. Have any bearing on what you look like.
I'm like, what am I supposed to look like?
Right, yeah,
That sentence I hear constantly, and I'm like, you mean for a woman in a seated position? Like,
that's a great point. Yeah.
And but thank you, I'm flattered, whatever. And Tony, I told him I'm coming to Austin, would love to, like, be on Kill Tony if that was possible. And he was just like he had never seen me, he didn't know if I was funny. And he was like, okay, you're on, like, DM me when you're in town. And I was like, so I went on blind faith that he meant it. And the day of, I DM'd him, and I was so fucking scared he wasn't going to reply. He replied, like, so kind, so concerned about, like, me being able to get on stage and, like, the ADA stuff. Are you comfortable with this? And I was like, oh. He's, like, very sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a good dude.
He's a good dude.
So, yeah. It all happened. I was so nervous. I blacked out my first time, and I didn't remember what I had said until it released.
Really?
Yeah.
You couldn't remember? Mm-hmm. You had to watch it to remember what you said?
Yeah. My fiance, Matt, was in the front row watching. And it was funny because they make you, like, put your phones in those bags. Mm-hmm. So I go on, and they have to bring me around the building through the front to, like, get back to the green room. And Matt is out front where they unlock your bags with his phone, like, crying. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And Matt's, like, freaking out. He was like, "That I think I just watched your life change." Like, wow. He's sobbing. It was very sweet. And I was like, I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
But he was right. That changed my fucking life, you know?
So tell me, now that you're an actively touring comedian in a chair, how fucking, because that wasn't something before. You said you did a little traveling. Now you're traveling all over. You're here. You're going to San Diego. You just mentioned Tulsa, Austin, all these places. Like, how difficult is that? It's a new thing for you.
Yeah, it's it is hard, but it's not impossible. And I have realized that, like, going on the road, flying, whatever it is, in a wheelchair, the only, like, you can do it, it'll be fine. You just have to, like, learn how to fucking advocate for yourself, because the airlines are gonna push your ass around, they're gonna make your life harder, break your wheelchair. You just need to know the laws for airlines.
How to protect yourself. Yeah, yeah, a good point. Yeah.
Because I'll just look it up and quote it at them if they're refusing to let me have it on the plane. Like my, because you don't let them put it under the plane.
I was going to say, they're just throwing that motherfucker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you sit in that chair on a plane or no?
No, there's a wheelchair compartment.
I see all the, they don't put you in that black one. They let you wheel this to the plane.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And I will, and they're always like, it's not going to fit. I'm like, I fly for a living, so yes, it will. But it's like, finding the balance of like standing up for yourself but not being on the no-fly list.
Yeah, that's your career. You got to be careful.
So just being direct, knowing the ADA rights for flying and fucking going from there. You just got to be your own advocate, you know?
So are you loving life right now?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. What do you... Okay, let's talk about this for a second. And no offense, I haven't seen your hour, but how much of your hour is talking about this?
A lot of it.
Okay, now when you start walking and you get out of this chair, what are you going to talk about?
I'm like, do you remember when I was in a wheelchair?
I used to be in a
wheelchair. So imagine I'm in a wheelchair.
You got a whole new hour and you start walking. Fiona, this is great. Thank you for coming on here and talking to me and sharing this stuff with me. I know it's probably not easy. And it's all new, too. I love that this is new for you, the stand-up crushing it like that. Fuck yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
So before we recorded, I told you this is your first time here, and I was going to ask you at the end advice you'd give to your 16-year-old self. And I'm curious what you would say, because I know what's going on in your life now at 16, to Fiona Cawley.
What would I say? Fucking stop doubting yourself so much, you know? You know your body. You know what's going on. Everyone else can suck a dick.
Love it. Yeah. I mean, I want to just tell you, you were right. You were right. The whole time you were fucking right.
I still can't believe that, dude.
I'll bet. I mean, that's got to be, you started realizing it, what did you say, around 15-ish? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're 28. What's that, 13 years of still being like, I can't believe nobody fucking. And, all right, can I ask you one more question here? Yeah. I know they said there's really nothing that they can do yet or anything like that, but even if you had diagnosed this earlier, except for being correct and was there anything that you could have done to help ease it a little bit or
no?
It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. Or just, when do you want your sentencing?
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you again. Thank you so much for coming on. I love talking to you. One more time, promote whatever you'd like, please.
Yeah, right. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Tulsa, yeah, you're gonna be in Tulsa. Yeah.
I'll be at the Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma, February 28th through March 1st.
All right, go see her, Tulsa. Thank you again, and as always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights.
Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.